Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2021. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's NZART official broadcast is Presidential Comment. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pomari. We're just now days away from the NZART conference in Napier next weekend. The registrations are no doubt still available, but you will pay a late registration fee if not already registered for this event. Hope to see as many of you there as possible. The conference committee has advised that the numbers are looking good for both the full amateur and alternative programs. There is plenty of information available both in the March-April issue of Break-In, online about the conference via the NZART website or the conference website. After last year's COVID conference, I'm glad we can return to business as usual for this event. The biggest news of late has been the return of the 60-metre or 5 megahertz band. As of going to press on this broadcast, some 178 amateurs have signed up for the sub-licence to use this band. Remember that the sub-licence is free to any amateur to sign up to, and you must complete the associated forms available on the NZART website. Please read the FAQ so that you are operating within the band planned and other rules. Good behaviours now make it a strong business case to have the band added to the GURL. One of the many questions that get asked of NZART and me are what are the benefits of belonging to NZART? This is one such benefit that by working for all amateurs, we get the required outcome we're all looking for. NZART paid for the licence fee on this one, like it pays for all of the national system yearly licence fees, a sum of about $2,500 a year. There are many other benefits whether you as an amateur choose to use them or not. With all these benefits, why would you not support the association by becoming a member? Of course, some have a bone to pick or a beef because this happened or that happened, but many of these grievances are so old now you probably can't remember the reason anymore. So why not rejoin and put something back into amateur radio by being a member of NZART? NZART financial reports for 2020 are now available on the NZART website for download as a PDF. The May-June issue of Break-In is expected to be in letterboxes now, but in case it doesn't get to you before conference, if you are attending, then this PDF is well worth the read. The PDF is an extract from the Break-In pages. Again, if travelling to conference, have a safe trip, and I'll see you all on Saturday, 5 June 2021 at the AGM. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. A note tonight from Warren Crawley, ZL2JML, President of the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, detailing their Tuesday evening weekly beginners classes and an upcoming ham cram weekend on August the 7th and 8th. These beginners classes are also being presented over Zoom for folks not in Palmerston North. And to date, there are at least three participants coming in on Zoom from out of town. Go to the ZL2KO website, www.zl2ko.org.nz, and click on training. Here you'll find information on the amateur radio and 2021 beginners classes, beginners classes and Hamcram 2021 calendar, and most importantly, a Hamcram application form so that you can join the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's beginners course and Hamcram weekend. Now, if you have any questions, drop a note to Coordinator Warren Crawley and the team. Email newham@zl2ko.org.nz. That's newham@zl2ko.org.nz. Now for our NZART Business Managers Monthly Update. We join Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and kia ora, everyone. Not long until conference, as Mark has just reminded us. If you are not coming to conference, but would like to listen in at the AGM on Saturday morning or the AREC Summit on Saturday afternoon, please send me your email address so I can confirm your email details and send an invitation to join early next week. Well, not a great deal of news this month, other than anyone who believes they once received the electronic newsletter, Headquarters InfoLine, but now is no longer receiving it, please send me your details so I can register you on the distribution list. In November last year, the editing and putting together of this communication was returned back to headquarters. The InfoLine was first introduced by our very own Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, as a regular medium to inform members of goings-on both nationally and globally when break-in was reduced to bi-monthly issues. And Elise has definitely put a new and invigorating look to this important communication tool. So I urge you to sign up now. All back issues of Headquarters InfoLine can also be found on the NZART website in PDF format for you to download. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Now to KiwiSat information from Douglas, ZL1BFS. KiwiSat has been sitting perfectly operational in a clean room at Papakura for over 10 years. You can access it on 70 centimetres and it transverts your message back on the 2-metre band. But apart from that, KiwiSat contains many other features apart from a transverter, things that have been developed lovingly by many clubs and individuals throughout New Zealand. We owe it to all of them to get it into orbit if we can. The MSAT ZL committee, appointed at the 2019 NZART conference, started off very enthusiastically, but came a bit unstuck during COVID lockdowns. Let's restart the project to launch this bird. For those who attend, we'll discuss the options on Sunday morning at the 2021 NZART conference venue. For those who cannot attend but would like to give support, please email Douglas at zl1bfs@nzart.org.nz. If possible, we'll set up a Zoom session and we'll email the Zoom invitation to all those who are interested. Whether we manage the Zoom or not, we will certainly email respondents with the outcome of the meeting. Douglas dreams of getting this bird to fly as a major project which will mark the 100th anniversary of the formation of NZART in 1926. For more information, contact Douglas. Remember that email address, zl1bfs@nzart.org.nz. From Stuart ZL2TW, organiser of the Jock White Field Day contest, a summary of the results of the contest activity held in February this year. More detailed results will feature in a future issue of Break In. In the northern region, 1st ZL1XH, Branch 77 Te Arawa. 2nd ZL1AM, Branch 28, Whangarei. To the central region, 1st ZL2AB, New Plymouth, Branch 27. 2nd ZL2OA, Wairapa, Branch 46. Midland region, 1st ZL3RR, North Canterbury, Branch 68. 2nd ZL3AC, Christchurch, Branch 5. Southern Region, ZL4AA, Otago, Branch 30. Single Station, 80 and 40 metres, ZL2ARG, Nelson, Branch 26. QRP, ZL1LC, operating as Branch 58. Single Operator, ZL1UTH, operating as Taumarunui, Branch 38. CW only, ZL2JU, Horowhenua, Branch 16. 80 metres only, ZL2AFV, Te Tahi Bay, Branch 42. And second there, ZL2KB, Kapiti, Branch 69. Phone only, 1st ZL1VK, Papakura, Branch 65. 2nd ZL2KO, Manawa 2, Branch 20. Overseas, VK7QP. And home station, ZL3RIK, and in second place there, ZL1KRH. That information tonight from the Jock White Field Day Contest organiser, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. to a special Waro update now, and it's welcome to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. A Waro special meeting will be held on Sunday the 6th of June at the NZART conference venue in Napier, starting at 8:30 a.m. sharp. We urge all Waro members who are able to attend this meeting, where we will discuss the future of Waro and how we move forward in the years to come. Any members unable to attend this meeting are asked to send their thoughts, ideas and suggestions on this matter to Secretary Val ZL2FO in the next week if possible. You'll find her address details inside the front cover of any Waro bulletin. If you plan to attend this meeting, please bring your ideas and suggestions along with you. All submissions received from members will be considered at the special meeting. This is your opportunity to have your say and help steer Waro into the future. Apologies for non-attendance at this important meeting would be appreciated and should be emailed to Secretary Val ZL2FO, or you can do it in person by checking into any Monday night YL net on the national system. That net starts at 8 p.m. Here's a date to note on your calendar. August the 28th and 29th are the dates for this year's Australian YL Alara contest. There will be more information about that in the next Waro Bulletin, which should be with you soon. Well, that's all from Waro for now, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting and updating for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we'll start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART, and the next meeting is on Wednesday, the 9th of June, and it's a midwinter dinner at the Titirangi RSA. Also on the 16th of June, a Wednesday, there is an informal meeting at the clubrooms starting 9:30 a.m. and the clubrooms are at 3000 Great North Road in Newlyn. Now to the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, Branch 10, where the next general meeting is on Tuesday the 15th of June. The meeting will consist of a brief NZART conference report, followed by a presentation by Neil ZL1NZ, whose particular interest is Morse code. And that meeting is held at the clubrooms in Stadium Drive in Pukekohe, starting 7:30 p.m. The last meeting of Napier Branch 25 before the Queen's Birthday NZART conference will be on Wednesday the 2nd of June at 7:30 p.m. at the Latham Street clubrooms. Also, the Napier Hastings mid-year Christmas tea will be held at the RSA in Napier on Friday the 25th of June at 6 p.m. Bookings to David ZL2DW. Down to Hutt Valley Branch 18 of NZART. The annual general meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the clubrooms on Monday, June the 14th, followed by a special supper. And that meeting will be at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo in Lower Hutt. Wellington Branch 50 NZART has a shared meeting on Sunday the 13th of June, which is a week later than usual. The meeting will be at the QTH of Mike and runs from 1 to 3 p.m. Bernard and Mike will introduce the concept of an ecosystem approach to antenna control. Mike will also introduce the simple transceiver from Charlie ZL2CTM and demonstrate tests on the first couple of modules that he's constructed. And the June meeting of the branch will be a midwinter feast on Sunday the 20th of June from 1 to 3 p.m. to be held at the Johnsonville Collective Community Hub, which is at 33 Johnsonville Road in Johnsonville. Down south now, and Christchurch NZART Branch 05 has its next meeting on Wednesday the 2nd of June. The speaker will be Kelvin Barnsdale, ZL3KB, and his presentation will be Groundwave Propagation Prediction and Trials with a World War II Manpack Radio. And that meeting will be at the clubrooms on 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZART, where meetings are held on Wednesdays at the clubrooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On June the 2nd, there is a fabrication night for the Yagi Build Project. On the 16th, there is the annual general meeting. On the 23rd, Branch 30 members and partners will be having a meal at the Rope and Twine Tavern, which is just along the road in McAndrew Road.
while on the 30th there is a talk by Graham, ZL2CHAR, on Peter Stanton, G3OJV, of Waters and Stanton fame. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 27th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2021. Good night, everyone. Good night now.